There is unrestrained hatred, confrontation, and name-calling.
The banner hanging here has become a symbol of racial tensions in Prince William County.
A film called 9500 Liberty documented the reaction in Prince William County, Virginia, when an Arizona-style immigration ordinance was implemented there several years ago.
We are going to repel this invasion. One way or another, it will be repelled. You can either be part of that repulsion.
One day, my little one asked me, you know, Dad, if people don't like us, why don't we just move out?
The film debuted on YouTube in 2010. It tells the story of racial tension after a new county ordinance required police to question people who appear to be undocumented immigrants. The ordinance was later repealed. Today, not many people are aware of Virginia's experience with the struggle over immigration reform, which predates the well-known Arizona state law still in effect, known as SB 1070.
Virginia has been part of this immigration policy debate for some time now.
Javier Medina is an assistant professor of political science at Virginia Tech.
But I asked my students, have you ever heard about this? And a lot of my students here at Tech, they're from Northern Virginia, and none of them had heard about this. Not 9500 Liberty, but not even the law in Prince William County. So I'm trying to bring more attention to issues like these and kind of situate Virginia in this larger immigration policy debate.
Medina has organized a forum on immigration reform set for this Thursday at Virginia Tech. As the federal bill awaits action by the U.S. House, he calls it an opportunity for people to learn more about the issues at stake. Among the topics to be discussed is efforts in the Virginia State Legislature to pass a provision of the DREAM Act, parts of which have already been adopted by 16 states. It would grant DREAMers, as they're known, access to in-state tuition rates at Virginia colleges and universities. I'm Robbie Harris.